This is the Tansy Mission Hall, and it was opened in 1930 under the labours and ministry of the Reverend Thomas Rogers, who was from Macrogall Presbyterian. And the original hall was actually an old World War I hall, and it fell into disrepair. So this little hall here was opened in the 1950s, and ever since those years it's been open for the preaching of the Word of God, for an afternoon Sunday school, and for a prayer union and connection with the faith mission. And many great preachers and evangelists have preached in this hall, and there's been many gospel campaigns and crusades over the years, and some great men of God stand out in our memory who were involved with this hall. Men like Jimmy McLernan, who just lived up the way, a great man of God, a great man of prayer, who loved the Lord and loved the Lord's day. And some of the very first sermons that I ever preached many years ago were in this little hall. I'm sure they're not all that memorable to anyone that was there. But there's a lovely little text of scripture just on the sign here. I'm not sure if you can see it or not. The sun's coming up because it's early in the morning here. But John chapter 3 and verse number 3. Nicodemus, a religious man, a respectable man, a very wealthy man, came to Jesus one time at night. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a ruler in Israel. He was a Pharisee. He was a man who knew the Word of God, but yet there were questions in his life that he had no answers to. And as he looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, listened to his ministry, saw the lives that were changed, saw some of his miracles, he came under the cover of darkness, somewhat shy, timid, reserved, and got an audience with the Savior that night. "Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him." You see, he knew that there was something different about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was beginning to consider Christ. And that's such an important thing. It's a thing that we all need to do. It's a question that we all need to answer. What think ye of Christ? And the Lord immediately said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And he began to unfold this great truth and this great reality and the necessity of experiencing the new birth. Nicodemus, with all his religion, with all of his learning, with all of his great intellect, he didn't understand what the Lord was saying. And the Lord explained it more. "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus says, "How can these things be?" You see, he had no knowledge of it, no experience of it in his life. It was the one thing that he was missing. And maybe you're like Nicodemus. You're religious, you're respectable, you're well-to-do, you're maybe very learned, you're well-known in your area. But as far as reality is concerned, as far as knowing God intimately is concerned, it's something foreign to you. You might be a churchgoer, even in this locality and in this area, but you've never been born again. How can these things be? And the Lord said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again. You need to have new life, Nicodemus, spiritual life, just as you were born physically. Nicodemus, you need to be born spiritually, born from above. You need the life of God in you." I wonder if you've been born again. Have you been converted? Is the life of God really in you? And Nicodemus still couldn't understand. How can these things be? And the Lord went on to explain the great truths of the gospel, leading up to John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Have you ever been born again? The Bible says you must be born again. As this text says, unless you're born again, you will not even see the kingdom of God, let alone enter into heaven. You need to be born again. I trust today that you'll think about these things. Think about where you are in relation to God. So, so important. You must be born again. George Whitefield, the great evangelist, having experienced the new birth, began preaching it far and wide, and he preached it so often that one day a little lady came to him and says, "Mr. Whitefield, you're always preaching about being born again. Why do you always preach about being born again?" And he simply said, "Because you must be born again." So many people go to church, have their ideas, say their prayers from time to time, but they've never been born again. Have you been born again? Is the life of God in you? Has your life been changed? Are you a new creature in Christ? Is there evidence of having the life of God in you? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.